East Coast Radio traffic.
So on that protest action is on the R103 between Ashburton and Lynnfield. Just to clear out any potential confusion that was in the air, it's on the R103. However, what will be happening this afternoon on the N3 between the Ashburton and the New England Road interchange is that both sides of the N3 will be closed for blasting. That's from 3 p.m. until 3:30. So the R103 is the only alternate route for that period, and we're hoping that the alternate route will be clear by then. And normally I would sign out, but I'm still around. I will be keeping you company when it comes to what's happening on the roads, and Sershan Mudlia will be joining us a little later on. It's Muhle Hlatjwa for East Coast Radio traffic.
Tata, we're not double shift.
Lalel.
Help keep KZN moving. WhatsApp traffic incidents to 061-792-9495.
So scandalous. All right, Bongani Bami. Time for us to get into the biggest celebrity news from celebrities around the world and right here in Mzansi. Where shall we begin, my friendly friends? Well, let's begin with Kanye West. I get there's excitement. He's coming to Mzansi 13 mm-hmm. December. He's coming. Apparently, it's official, so they say.
Okay.
And it's not a lie. It's not a scam.
Oh.
So they say. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. What I can confirm is that he has spoken out publicly. If you follow the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian world, you'll know that they've got their 12-year-old daughter called West. Northwest.
Yes.
Now, Northwest is a teen. She's preteen. She's 12.
Mm.
And I think parents who have preteens know what it's like to have kids that are going into that space and kids that are teenagers. There's a lot of things they'll do that you can't answer for them in the public eye. You're like, I didn't even know this child does this stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm already bracing for impact when mine hit that age.
Oh,
I'm bracing, friend. I'm
coming.
I'm holding on for dear life. But anyway, she was recently seen with blue hair. She had put in blue contact lenses into her eyes, and she had put face tattoos, not real ones,
yes,
drawn ones.
Hmm.
And she's going through her things. I mean, if I look at pictures of me when I was 12, my goodness, I'm like, whose child is that? And I probably gave my mom a hard time. But it's been a hard time for them because Kim has had to answer for why Northwest is doing certain things and going through the processes. Now, Daddy has spoken out.
Hey, everybody, I just got off the phone with Kim. I told her to stop antagonizing me with this TikTok thing. I said it's never again. I am her father. I know y'all don't respect fathers and the idea of family, and media tries to promote something. I said I'm not allowing my daughter to be used by TikTok, to be used by Disney. I have a say-so. And then when people say, oh, they're going to use this for you in court, I didn't have a say-so on whether or not they went to Sierra Canyon. Most men do not. There's no such thing as 50-50 custody with in society today. That's not even, it always leans towards the mom. But right now, and I'm happy that you guys got to see just a small piece of what I dealt with. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, amen. There's nothing more difficult, I think, is like co-parenting.
Yes.
And he has a point. They say it's 50-50, but it always...